Good morning, and welcome to the Project Joy Radio Show. Good morning, Sherry.
Good morning, Ashwini.
Our assignment from yesterday: happiness is a thing to be practiced, like the violin. We have all learned countless skills throughout our lives, from rolling over as tiny babies to walking, reading, playing sports, driving vehicles, and so many others. We've mastered these skills by practicing them. Yet when it comes to practicing something non-physical, something like happiness or presence, we're conditioned to believe that ability is something we don't possess, but we do. Directing attention is a skill, just like riding a bicycle or baking a cake. And what we direct attention to can just as easily be happiness as anything else. Today, when you realize you're practicing paying attention to something other than happiness, practice your ability to turn your attention back to happiness. Record and listen. So here's our first caller. We're now live on the air. Would you please introduce yourself?
Hi, Sherry and Ashwini. This is Sherry in San Francisco.
Hey, Sherry.
Hi. This just was so perfect for me yesterday. I had I was away at my mom's for 2 weeks and had just returned home to San Francisco, and noticed that the conditioning has this thing it does during transitions like that, which is it tries to get me to be really sad. Like, I really love my mom and I love the time there. And so whenever I come back, it uses that against me. But having this, this practice focus yesterday, it's like every time I felt sad, I simply turned that to love, to feeling like, mm-hmm. this is just love for my mom. And I know that there have been discussions, I think it was on this radio show a number of times, or maybe open air, that kept coming up for me, where people had been talking about, feeling loss and then turning it into just, the sense of love.
Yes, that if you didn't love your mom so much, you wouldn't be, you'd be feeling relieved, right? You'd feel obligation at having to go visit her, and relief when you get to come back to your
right.
regular life. Now, so what an incredible gift to love your mother in that way. And then, of course, conditioning would try to take that away from you and turn it into something negative.
Exactly. And just as you were saying that, it's like, these tears just sprang to my eyes, but it's not sadness. It's just a depth. It's a depth of feeling. Like how wonderful to love. How wonderful to love, right?
And especially to love so much. We're moved. And that's such a big awareness. Every time there are tears, we're conditioned to believe we're sad.
Yes, I know.
And all it means is you're deeply moved, and that's one of the expressions of being deeply moved. Your heart is really open.
And I just feel so grateful because I have gotten kind of hoodwinked so many times, probably every time I come back from visiting my mom, there's that, conditioning waiting right there. And it's like to have this uh-huh. particular practice focus all day long yesterday and now, right, like to get lucky enough to be called, to be called on to speak, it's like it just reinforces the life I want, which is like, I want to be moved. I want to be
mm-hmm.
like alive like this.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yes. And I want to be moved by, I know you do know this, my favorite, rather than being, Ashwini can help us with this, but little clod of ailments and complaining that life won't make me happy. That is not the moved we want to be. Right? We want to be moved by how beautiful, how glorious life is, what a gift it is, and that we get to experience it, and that there are people in our lives that we love so deeply that, you know, we can be moved to tears every time we think of them.
And, you know, here's the other thing I just love is that, so my mom, she doesn't have a lot of money. Her house is kind of like duct taped together, right? She lives a really simple life. But she is always ready for joy, like always.
Uh-huh.
I mean, when we're there, mm-hmm. it's like the most simple things crack us up, the jokes, the laughter. We, you know, there's just constant this feeling of being at camp. And I think that's, you know, it's like she doesn't practice our practice, but she practices joy.
Mm-hmm.
And I love that. You know, I love that I got so fortunate, you know, to have a mom who, I mean, she's almost 80, but she's like a kid. You know, she's so fun.
Yeah.
It's amazing. Right? Like how wonderful to have, you know, a teacher like that in
yes.
the mom.
Yes, a role model. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Every time ego starts in trying to make you believe that what makes you happy is having a bunch of stuff.
Right.
If you remember that duct taping the stuff you have together with joy is going to put you way, way more where you want to live your life than fretting about what you're not getting.
Yes. Right. Like, because mm-hmm. for her, any money she's ever had, she would give us for plane tickets or, you know, to share some experience with us or with other family. And I love that. That it, yeah, mm-hmm. it's such, I love that duct tape together with joy. That's so perfect. Because it really is,
yeah.
it is really truly just about the moment at hand. I mean, they love to sit out and look at the birds, you know, and so it's like we have those moments of just, wow, a rabbit jumping across the yard. Like, that's amazing, you know?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, to be present for life, not lost in conditioned mind's better idea about what life should be. To be truly
yep.
present to life. Yeah.
Yep. Yeah. So I'm so grateful. And thank you. You know, thanks for that. Like, I just love that was yesterday. It was the perfect one for me, you know, to practice with coming
uh-huh.
back. So thank you so much.
Uh-huh. Oh, thank you, Sherry.
All right. Deep gassho to you.
Gassho.
Thanks, Sherry. It's so true, isn't it, Sherry, that conditioning is described in our practice as loss, lack, and deprivation, what's
mm-hmm.
wrong and nothing in us. And so it's
mm-hmm.
not surprising that it looks at something like Sherry's experience and frames it as loss rather than love.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Because that's
right.
what
so,
it
well,
is.
And
it's the
right. Yeah. Yes, I love that frame, right? It's going to put that frame around everything. Loss, lack,
yeah.
deprivation, something wrong, not enough, fear,
yeah.
anxiety, anger,
yeah.
upset. Yes, that's it. That's the frame that it's going to put around every experience if we allow it to.
Yes, and so to be present is that be present to what is can't be an absence of because we're present to what is. It's the exact opposite of lack.
Yes, and to continue with that, you can't put a frame around it, right? First of all, life doesn't want to frame things, as far as we can tell, and you couldn't anyway because it's as expansive as all awareness. So there you are, present to that rabbit hopping across the yard, and the miracle,
mm-hmm.
the miracle that is a rabbit, right? And that
yes.
it's hopping across the yard, and you're there, alive, experiencing that. You know, you could sense it just going out across the universe from that
mm-hmm.
little point that has come together, this little group of people and this rabbit and this yard in this moment and the presence and the love that is.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Exactly.
Mm. Just makes a person want to be there, doesn't it?
It sure does. I'll be here for whatever it is.
Well, yeah.
All right. Yeah.
Well, here's our next caller. You're now live on the air. Would you please introduce yourself? Next caller? Hello? Hello?
Hello?
There you are. Oh, yay. Oh, good job, Ashwini. Continuing to invite. Who's this?
Hi. Hi, this is Dana in Virginia.
Hello, Dana.
Hey. So I had the experience today of usually when I take my dog for a walk, I kind of obsessively listen, you know, to podcasts or, you know, listen to Dharma Talks or listen to Open Air. And sometimes I have the experience where I take out the headset and I just be and kind of live in that, you know, the present moment, like really practice it and really am there. So I had been doing a lot of education this week, and I decided to put down the headset and just take the dogs for a walk. But I couldn't really get into that space, so I kept saying to myself, you know how you say, you know, something's wrong, not enough. Well, okay, so I started saying to myself, there's nothing wrong, and I have everything I need. And what dropped in for me is I can get into this obsessive needing to know. So I added on to that, nothing's wrong, I have all that I need, and I don't know, you know, the don't know mind. And I don't know.
Great combination.
I kind of just kept saying that over and over again. And then it kind of, you know, for me, it kind of dropped in that it's not dissimilar to like the story of the Garden of Eden. You know, like they had, you know, they had all that they needed. Nothing was wrong. And when they went to the knowledge, like had to know tree, then that's when they kind of lost all that. So I kind of, for me, it was just kind of like a reminder for me to stay in that space where I don't know, you know, I don't know, but there's nothing wrong. I have all that I need. I'm being taken care of. So that was my experience.
Yes.
Go ahead. I was just going to say, and then tying that in with today was, actually, it's more of like, you know, the happiness kind of came to me. Because I dropped ego and I came into that space of I don't know and I'm being taken care of.
It reminds me of the butterfly of happiness landing on you, right?
Yes.
When we stop doing everything else, that's what's there. Now, of course, that would make a great recording, right?
That little
mantra. Yeah. So instead of podcasts or Dharma Talks, you could be listening to yourself affirm, what you're saying is such an important distinction, because you're not affirming something that you hope for that isn't true. You're affirming what is so. There's nothing wrong. I have everything I need. I don't know. Those are all true statements that bring us to the present and the happiness that is presence.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So that happened today, and I just wanted to report on that.
Yeah. And the other thing that I would note is that you have been working on the skill of directing attention and practicing directing attention so that you're practicing having the experience that you choose. And that's a powerful thing, isn't it?
That is so true. Right. I knew that I wanted to be present and worked on that and was able to come back to that.
Yes. Yeah. So that's one of those things that one of the big areas in life that conditioned mind doesn't want us actually to know that you can do that, that's a matter of choice, and that you can do that anytime you want. If you're practicing that instead of what you could be practicing, which is letting conditioned mind run the show.
Yes. Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes, yes, yes. Thank you.
Very good.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Dana.
Thank you, Dana. It is so evil. We're not allowed to know we have a choice, because if we did know we had a choice, we wouldn't choose it.
Yes. Yeah. 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 And it's that system is so good at directing attention.
Yes.
Right? It is. It has practiced it for, we could say, kalpas, yes. Directing human attention. And now we're using that same process to get our life back, the life that was taken away from us, because that system is so good at directing our attention to what serves it. So,
yes.
Important skills
practice.
All right,
here's our next caller.
Mm-hmm.
Hello? Hello, next caller. You're now live on the air. Would you please introduce yourself?
Hi, this is Laura calling from Hawaii.
Oh, hello, Laura.
Hey, good
Laura.
Morning. This is so perfect. And the, of course, as is true every day, the assignment for yesterday was perfect because I'm leaving in a few hours on a really long trip. And what usually happens as I'm preparing is that conditioning moves in and tries to convince me, I shouldn't even be going. What am I doing this for? It's too much work. There's too much anxiety, blah, 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 all that stuff. So what was brilliant yesterday was every time I got invited to move into that space, I remembered happiness and came right back to being present. And, of course, when I'm present, there's absolutely nothing wrong and nothing to worry about.
Isn't that just the best thing in the world to, in quotes, know, to have proved to ourselves?
Oh, my gosh, it's so brilliant. It's so brilliant. I mean, it's not that conditioning is not relentless. You know, this morning it was, well, no time, don't call in, don't put yourself in, all of that. BS stuff, that horse pucky stuff,
mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, relentless,
yeah.
but not overpowering.
That's right. It has nothing, right? That, I mean, that's what you're saying. That's what you're proving to yourself. It doesn't have anything. It just talks you into, this is too much. It's too hard. Why are you doing this? And then, of course, there's probably plenty of pictures to worry about, things that could happen and things that you're not going to do because you're going to be gone, and it's blah, 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 blah. And when you turn your attention away from it, it has no ability to do anything. It's just done.
I mean, it's kind of
now
like...
That qualifies as brilliant. Kind of like...
Yeah. Sorry, go ahead.
No, that was it. That was my riff on what you were saying.
Okay.
I thought
so
you started
like,
with it. Kind of like... Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. Very noisy, whining. It's like laundry flapping in the wind. Just... because laundry flapping in the wind is nice, but...
persistent.
yes. It's just annoying. And then the other way that it likes to get me is I am definitely traveling with the wrong person. I should not be going with my husband.
Oh,
And I can see so clearly in that situation that it is so jealous of my relationship with my husband. It wants it to be with it.
Oh, wow. Boy, that is a fabulous place of clarity, isn't it?
Mm.
Uh-huh.
And the other part of that...
May I just,
oh,
before
please,
you go on
please,
and leave
yes.
that? Because one of the things when we talk to people about relationship, that's it. You know, it wants to be your one and only intimate relationship. And when somebody else begins to encroach upon its claim on you, then it's going to start the campaign to get rid of that person. And almost everybody falls for that campaign. Sooner or later, whether it's just withdrawing from the relationship or it's actually leaving the person, ego will have its way. And so for you to recognize this and see that as a green light to have greater intimacy in your relationship with the person that you have chosen to spend, the real human being with a body, that you have chosen to spend your life with, yes. Yes. Because
mm-hmm.
mm-hmm. yeah. You can see what it's trying
that,
to do.
Oh, my gosh. And seeing it and falling into it and things feeling really, really real. And that's when recording and listening and the mentor just really are lifesavers for me and for my husband.
Yeah,
I mean, saving his life. Yeah, from me, that kind of thing. Yeah.
So he just kind of, he can learn to just kind of slide the recorder over to you, right?
Honey, do you need to spend some time alone?
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, because, you know, people who are close to us are happy that we have a solid relationship with the mentor because they realize that the mentor is on their side.
Yes.
Yeah?
Yes. Yes. Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. And I had this experience the other day of just being so conditioned angry. And I had, I mean, I did the two-handed exercise. And the mentor very, very gently and kindly and compassionately brought me back to, well, isn't it okay that we are all human?
Uh-huh.
And everything just dissipated. It was so brilliant.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Because and there's the avenue into compassion for ourselves, right? Because that's again, that's the way it wants to divide us, isolate us. So in this case, he is just full of unforgivable bad qualities, which you didn't notice until recently, right? And you, on the other hand, are just a paragon of every virtue, right until it turns on you to do the same thing to you that it wants to do to him. And boy, once we catch on to that, how that game works, then we really do want to get close to the human beings that care for and support us and isolate us, if you want to use that image, isolate us together from it. Put it mm-hmm. on the outside. And us, well, I guess that's called Sangha, huh? Us together supporting one another in not falling for that misery.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, I bet you're going to have a fabulous trip.
Well, that's the plan. That's the intention, I guess. I don't know what the plan is, but that's the intention.
Right. That's where the attitude of mind and heart is. So, and with that, no matter what happens, it will be. That's what practice always brings us back to. As long as we're here, it's fabulous. Because even if things aren't going the way conditioning has trained us to believe they should, we know it's a workshop for us, and it's leading us to a more open-hearted, compassionate orientation to ourselves and everyone and everything.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Bon voyage.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bon voyage, Laura. Sherry, I'm going to try to bring another caller in so that we hear from someone else. Next caller, you're now live on the air. Would you please introduce yourself?
Hey, Sherry. Hey, Shwini. This is Karen from North Carolina.
Well,
hey,
hello, Karen.
Hi. It's been a while since I've been able to be on the show. Ego was bamboozled me. I've started back to work, and sometimes if I haven't been putting myself into the queue because I might get called away from the phone, and I realize that that's no reason not to put myself in the queue.
Don't you just love that? Aren't those moments of enlightenment just delicious? There you go,
yes.
Wait a minute. Wait a minute. That B does not follow,
yes,
A in this case. Yeah.
Yes. So I just wanted to report that. And I just love the assignment yesterday. It was really building on the assignments that we've had over the weekend about, turning our attention to caring for people, this precious life. And then lately, I'll notice throughout the day any negativity that comes into my mind or that I notice, just to stop and breathe.
Mm-hmm.
And be present to it. And then sometimes it'll pass away very quickly, the sensations that are associated with that, and sometimes they won't. But it's just a very fruitful way to practice.
Yes. Somebody told me once that you can't affirm a negative. And I thought that was interesting. And then I at some point, I decided that what I wanted to affirm is I choose not to indulge negativity. Now,
yes.
I suppose that's affirming a negative because it's something I'm not going to do. I'm not going to choose or indulge negativity. And I thought, well, And, I found out that you can, actually, because it is the process of turning the attention. So I happen to love that one. Every time there's any sort of negative thought that comes in or an observation, a judgment of that sort of thing, what drops in is, I choose not to indulge negativity. The attention comes right back to present. Here we are breathing, and
mm-hmm.
Poof. It just goes up in a puff of whatever imaginary stuff puffs up into.
And I love that wording. I love that the extra oomph that saying that, affirming that, like a koan or a mantra, it actually gives that transition place for me, what I project, a more assertion of where I'm choosing to be.
Yes, which is important, isn't it? Because,
mm-hmm.
There's nothing like the breath to come back to. But so often, that's what Sherry was talking about. It's the transition where conditioning comes in to grab us. And so if I'm in the middle of something and I realize that negativity is there, and I just try to come back to the breath, that system is so adept at getting me to shift attention right back to it that sometimes it's not quite enough. So having that, throwing in that interference into the mind, right, now I'm going to focus on I choose not to indulge negativity, that causes a different kind of break. Right? And then I can come back to the breath and I can be repeating that little mantra as I'm breathing. And it gives me a little bit of extra space.
And it's a great mantra to put on a recording.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, because,
yeah.
Right, because that's how we train ourselves, isn't it?
Yeah. Okie dokie. I'm not going to fall for that bamboozle anymore. What I'll just put myself in the queue, and then we'll see whether I'm interrupted or not.
That's right. And if you're interrupted, it'll be an opportunity to see how you do with that.
Yes, exactly.
It'll be a little mini workshop, and God knows we love workshops.
Yes, and participation is
mm-hmm.
also the key to happiness.
Oh, it is, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Yes,
mm-hmm.
Yeah. Conscious, compassionate participation. Nothing like it. The fastest way to fully alive.
Mm-hmm. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Karen.
Good day. Go happy.
Go happy.
Thanks, Karen. And that brings us to the end of another fabulous show, Sherry, and in time for our next assignment.
Oh, perfect.
Which is a continuation of our theme of happiness. That is happiness, to be dissolved into something completely great. What could be more completely great than this here now? Ego so wants us to believe that to be dissolved into something great, in order to be dissolved into something great, the something great has to be a really big, different, special, greater than great, great. But the being dissolved happens when we're so fully present that there's no me left over to find this here now. Not all that great, and there's nothing greater than that. Well, I didn't read that properly, but the being dissolved happens when we're so fully present that there's no me left over to find this here now, not all that great, and there's nothing greater than that. Mm-hmm. Today, prove to yourself that nothing about the moment needs to change for it to be great. The moment only needs your complete presence for greatness to be obvious. Record and listen. Mm.
That's great.
That is so great.
It is so great. Thank you so much, Ashwini.
Thank you, Sherry.
Thank you, everybody.
Talk to you tomorrow.
Treasure yourselves. Be happy. Go happy.
Bye-bye. Take care.